Your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Come celebrate Independence Day with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th. The celebration starts at 10 a.m.
Hail, hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning.
The Redemption Trio will be in concert. There will be a special pulpit message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, then a barbecue lunch following the services. Celebrate America's independence at First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 10 a.m. with the Redemption Trio.
There's a promise coming down the dusty road.
First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. First Conservative Baptist Church, expository preaching, changeless message for a changing world.
There's a promise coming down the dusty road.
Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today, a very special broadcast today as we celebrate Father's Day. We're looking forward to your celebration with your dad, if he's living. And the best place to celebrate Father's Day is in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible study, worship service, studying the Word of God. God's looking for a few good men. We talked about that earlier in the initial portion of our broadcast today. God's looking for men like Abraham and Gideon, Joshua, Joseph, David, Daniel, Solomon, the Apostle Paul and Peter, and those who would take a stand for the Word of God. And there are just dozens of those men of God in the Word of God that could be examples. The Apostle Paul, for example, told the believers at Corinth to mimic me, follow me as I follow the Lord. And that, may I say to you today, that one of the best things a dad can do is to say, follow me, walk in my footsteps as I follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We're focused on, just before the top of the hour news break, we're talking about Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. God's word gives us courage. God says to Joshua, follow the word. Follow the word, said, observe, that means to examine, carefully follow, and do according to all the law. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not giving God's authority to compromise. God's not saying you have the authority to compromise or just to obey part of the Word of God, but all, A-L-L. Let me ask you a question. Have you spent time in the Word, reading the Word, studying the Word? If you have sons and daughters at home, are you heading out in the family to lead in Bible study, reading the Word of God? Studying the Word of God, allowing Bible study, question and answer, dialogue and discussion around the Word of God. That's what God would have us to do as dads, as fathers in the home. May I say to you, there's a need today, I believe more than anything else in America, America needs today men that will stand for truth, stand with courage, stand with conviction, stand with commitment to follow the Lordship of Jesus Christ based on the authority of the Word. God says to Joshua, follow the Word. And secondly, he says, faith the word. faith it. Notice in that text in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, and if you are driving, just mentally recall it. If you're at home, follow in your Bible. We're doing a special broadcast message, God Looking for a Few Good Men, as a Bible study, if you will, for fathers, for Father's Day. God wants us, wants fathers, to faith the word. It says in that text, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Now, Dr. Phillips, what is God saying to Joshua? Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. He's saying, follow the word. Illustrate that. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, I think that means to continue on in the straight path, in the way of truth. So it's kind of like what Paul said in his word. We're to continue. We're to be going forward, not backward, or not turning to the left or right. But one of the passages that I really like in the Bible is what Paul said in Romans chapter 8, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means to continue in the same direction.
Yes. It
means to go on. It means to keep on staying in the word of God. A special word is used there. It's almost like the word abide.
That's right.
If we continue in the word of God, if we abide in the word, it means we're staying in the scriptures. We're not moved to the right or to the left. We're not moved away from the truth. And so we should continue, go on, and be a leader in this matter of following the Lord.
That's a good statement, a good advice, a good understanding of that. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What does Dad mean to you? What would you like to say to Dad? If you could speak to Dad today, whether he's living or no longer on this earth, what would you say to him? How would you respond to him? How did he impact your life? What did he say or do that was a changing factor in your life, turning you to faith in Jesus Christ? What would you like to say today as a testimonial about fathers on Father's Day? 904-831-0917. Dr. Phelps, again, I'm talking about the 6th and 7th verse in Joshua chapter 1. It's a fantastic text, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. He says, I'm talking about the fact that God's Word gives us courage. Outside of the Word of God, we have no resource to go to encourage us and to challenge us to stand for the Word. God says, follow the Word, observe to do according to all that the law says. Then he says, faith the Word, turn not from it to the right or to the left. He said, in essence, do not deviate from what my Word says. Now, Dr. Phelps, it's important to me because we find so many today that are in the pulpits that are teaching, that say that they're saved, that think that it's okay to deviate from the Word, to add to the Word, to diminish the Word, to take away from the Word or add to it. There's a admonition in the Word of God to not add to it or not take away from it. And God is saying here to Joshua, turn not from it, that's the word, it referring back to the law of God, the Word of God, turn not from it to the right or to the left, saying do not deviate. It's the directions for the Word of God. It's God's direction, ladies and gentlemen, for your life and mine to stick to the Word. Don't think that somehow, some way we can take the Word and subtract from it or in some way add to it. Ladies and gentlemen, if I can be bold enough to put a parenthetical footnote to that statement, we have too many today, even standing in the pulpit, that want to modify the Word, to modulate the Word, to change the Word, to water the Word down. I've used the term that so many today use, cotton candy theology. It tastes good, but it's not filling. Or some way to use goosebump theology. It feels good, but it doesn't carry out what God says. I just put it together and call it voodoo theology. We need to stand on the Word of God. That is the challenge, ladies and gentlemen, from God directly to the men that's under the sound of my voice today. It's God's Word saying that we need to turn not from the Word of God. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. But go forward with it. I heard the term used, Dr. Phelps, a number of years ago to illustrate that. Not turn to the right, not turn to the left. And the illustration was an old farmer back in the farming days. where he would put the plow into the ground. He's holding on to both handles of the plow. The mule is out there hitched to the plow, and the farmer focuses on several hundred yards in front of him, a giant oak tree or a giant pine tree, and he places that plow in the ground, and he keeps his eye on that tree as the mule pulls that plow straight across the field. It's cutting it straight, as you said a moment ago, not deviating. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time in America that fathers, that dads, the head of the home, the leader of the home, would take the stand of simply saying, I'm going to obey the word of God. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what this Communist Network News says. I don't care what Joe Biden says. I don't care anything about his edicts, his executive orders, his rules and regulations. I'm going to follow the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, our life should be committed to serving the Lord. As Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, as fathers, we need to be honoring Him, that is God, through His Word. It's standing on God's Word, regardless of what others may say. It takes courage to do that. And I believe courage is what is missing so often in the life of so many today. I'm looking at an article that I've used the illustration perhaps for many years. It says it's refreshing when the dad is the one who sets the pace, who takes the lead, who more than anyone else in the family hungers and thirsts after righteousness. It's not thinking about big talk or little walk, nor none of that, but rather a life that is lived in beautiful balance where Christ truly living out his life in the man of the house, where the wife and the children learn from the man's example what it means to truly love God and to be obedient to His Word. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Dr. Phelps, where the Scripture says, turn not from the right or turn to the left, talking about faithing the Word of God. What does it mean to faith the Word of God? Do we understand all the Word of God? Do we understand all that God says? Or are we to just simply faith Him in what He says? Explain that to us.
Well, the explanation I would suggest is that we not abandon the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're living in a time when so many fathers in our homes and men in our society have actually turned away from the Scriptures.
That's
from
right.
The truth. And as a result, then we have turned aside from the truth. We've abandoned the truth. And that's called, in many circles and in theology, it's called apostasy.
That's right.
We live in a time, I believe, when America is turning away from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're turning away from our constitutional republic, especially in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We're turning away from those things that are absolutes. We're turning away from those things that are right. We're turning away from what God would have us to observe and do. That word found in Joshua, that you might observe and do according to all that's written therein, means that we're to actually perform what God has taught us in the Book of Truth.
That's right.
And if we don't do that, we're turning aside. We're turning on another road, going a different direction from what God wants us
yes.
to do.
And Dr. Phelps, I want our listeners to understand, it takes courage to do that.
It takes courage.
There are those that will laugh at you, mock you, make fun of you, ridicule you. The airheads on the show that's called The View, with I think it's five ladies or women on there. That's the airhead show. And the view that they have with the mockery of men and of fathers and of leaders like Donald J. Trump, I find it antithetical to anything that the Bible, the Word of God, tells us. We need to faith the Word. And as we stand on the Word, as we follow the Word, as we faith the Word of God, that gives us courage to stand in the face of the enemy in the world in which we're living in. And ladies and gentlemen, we need courage today in the dark world that we're living in. We need courage to face the enemy today. We need courage to say no to sin and Satan. We need courage to lead our sons and our daughters in the family. We need courage as men to take a stand against the enemies of God, the enemies of the church. It takes courage. And ladies and gentlemen, in this text we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, that God's calling a few good men. God's calling a few good men. We're looking at, in particular, a number of texts, but primarily focused on Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. God's Word gives courage, but also, Dr. Phelps, God's Word gives us conviction. Conviction. In the 8th verse of chapter 1 in the book of Joshua, we must depend on the Word. Not just follow the Word and faith the Word, but depend on it. The scripture says to Joshua, God speaking, meditate on it day and night. Meditate on it what? The Word of God. What does it mean, Dr. Phelps, to meditate on the Word?
Well, it means to keep it in mind, to remember, stay in the Word of God. As I was saying earlier in the broadcast, the word that we find in the scriptures concerning continuing in God's Word is a very special word in the Bible. Jesus used it one time when he was talking to the unbelieving Jews who were questioning his authority and questioning the truth that he was speaking. He said to them that they did not have God's Word abiding in them. John 5:38.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you don't have the Word of God abiding in you because you have demonstrated that by not believing what I'm telling you. People who are of truth, people who believe God, real believers, recognize the truth when they hear it. They should have known that Jesus was telling them the truth.
Yes.
Instead, they argued against the truth. And that's one of the ways that people respond when they're in unbelief. So it is binding upon us that we stay in the Word of God, we think about it, meditate upon it, and by doing so, then we show our respect for the Word of God. We show that we are willing to hear the truth. Many people have their ears closed to the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They will not listen.
That's right.
In fact, whenever they hear the truth, they react by refusing the truth.
Rejecting it.
And when we do so, then we only harm ourselves. We forfeit the right actually to understand mm-hmm. the truth mm-hmm. and to have the benefits of God's Word in our lives. So it's important that we meditate. One of the ways that I've practiced that verse in my life is to memorize the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the young men in ancient times in Israel would memorize most of the first five books of the Bible.
That's right.
What we're talking about here, the law, the Torah. They would memorize the scriptures. And when you do that, then God has the promise that he will give to us that if we think upon his word, then he will show us his truth. And if we respond to the word of God in the way that we should, then by the Holy Spirit, God shows us the truth of the Bible so that we can walk in the truth.
Absolutely. And Dr. Phelps, I believe it comes to mind as you're making those statements. Deuteronomy, would you turn to Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5, 6, and 7. It is, I believe, a directive that is well linked to what we're talking about here. We must depend on the Word. And depending on the Word means we've got to read it, to meditate on it, because the Scripture says, meditate on it day and night. What does Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, 6, and 7 say, Dr. Phelps?
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
So that is meditating on the Word. Day and night, reading the Word, studying the Word, sharing the Word, communicating the Word. And men listening to me today, let me say this. God holds you and me responsible for the direction our nation takes today. It is the man's responsibility to lead the home, to lead the family, to lead the church, to lead civil government, and to be the head that God would have. And in this eighth verse, not only we must depend on the Word, meditating on it, we're talking about the eighth verse of chapter 1 in Joshua. We must be directed by the Word. We'll talk about this for just one moment and take our next caller then. The eighth verse, so it says, and do according, kata, based upon all that is written therein. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not sufficient just to listen to the Word. It's not sufficient just to read the Word. It's not sufficient just to faith the Word. We need to do, that is to inculcate in our lives all that the Word of God says. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, men, dads, we have God's authority when we venture into life based on the authority He gives us in His Word. He directs our footsteps as we study His Word. I believe Dr. Davis is on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. How are you, Dr. Youngblood?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Very good, very good. I've been very busy, and I'm so sorry that I couldn't be there today, but I thank God for the opportunity to just to be able to call in and just listen at all the good stuff that you're saying. I have a good friend that tells me that the Bible is our instruction manual.
Yes.
What we need to do once we read it, he says it in plain words. He says, you do it. You do it. That's what we need to do on today as fathers. Once we read the Word of God, then we need to do it. We need to be that living example for the rest of the world, because as you said earlier, they are degrading the true stance that fathers are supposed to take in the world today as the leaders that God appointed them to be. He has never taken man down. He has never made man equal with woman. There's always an order in the body of Christ as well as in the plan of God. The orders and the instructions from God comes from the head and it flows down. So it starts with man, because the Bible says the man is the head of the woman and Christ is the head of the man. So certainly, right, if it's that way, then what we need to be doing is doing it just like God said. Now, there's three things. I'm going to say this for the sake of time. I know you're getting ready to go, but I thank God that fatherhood is supposed to provide us with. Number one is our identity. Number two, it's our security. And number three, it's our sense of belonging. When we look at identity, it tells us who we are, because through the father comes the seed of the family tree. A woman can't teach a boy how to be a man. He needs a man to teach him how to be a man. And when we look at security, we are secure because we have good fathers who go to work. You know, that's a foreign language in society today, because young men yeah. think that women are to take care of them or the baby. All they have to do is lay around and be baby daddies and let the woman go out and do all the work. But according to the scripture, the Bible says, if a man don't work, then he ought not to eat. So certainly, security is provided through the father in that sense. And when we look at the sense of belonging, we have fathers sometimes that are so busy and tired of their jobs until they miss the time that they have to invest into their children's lives. So in order to be there and provide that sense of belonging, we have to put our priorities in order and remember that families are the most important thing that we have in life. We can get other jobs. God will make a way for us. But we have to invest that time into the family if we want the family to grow and fit in society and function as God planned for it to be. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Dr. Davis, thank you so much for your call and for your addition to the broadcast today. I'm going to take a moment, ladies and gentlemen, to look at a few verses in Psalms 119 as we focus on God is calling a few good men. And Psalms 119, verse 15, David says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Verse 24, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Verse 25, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Verse 40 in Psalms 119, behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. And ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on, because Psalms 119 is all about David praising God for the word, what the word means to him. But in Psalms 119, verse 5, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light onto my path.
Amen.
Dr. Phelps, that's what men need today, is to recognize the word illumines our pathway. It directs our footsteps and what God would have us to do. The scripture says we must be directed by the word to do according to all that is written therein. We don't have the authority to venture out and say, I think so, or maybe so, or try to modulate the word of God, change the word of God. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God tells Joshua to study the word, stay in the word, meditate on the word. And then, that verse 8, we'll wrap up with this, Dr. Phelps, get your position on it. Then, verse 8 says in Joshua chapter 1, then thou shalt have thy way, make thy way prosperous. That's u-hodas, successful, and thou shalt have good success. And then when? Explain that.
Means if you perform these things that God teaches us to do in the Word of God, then we spend our time listening to the truth,
mm-hmm.
hearing the truth. It means that we're going to actually do what God has told us to do. Jesus himself is the best example of a man who does the will of God.
Yes.
I'd like to read John 8:29.
All right.
Jesus said, and he that sent me is with me. He's talking about the Father. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And he's a good example of one who actually performed the will of God. Now, we need to be mindful. God wants us to be involved in doing his will.
Absolutely. And Dr. Phelps and ladies and gentlemen, when we look at, go back to the text we looked at, Joshua chapter 1, verses 6, 7, 8, and 9, God's word gives us courage. We need to follow the word, faith the word. God's word gives us conviction. We need to depend on the word. We must be directed by the word. And then thou shalt have good success. Then thou shalt have success in what God's called me to do. Ladies and gentlemen, God's word's not talking about success in climbing the ladder in the business world. God's talking about having success in carrying out the work and the task of being a father, to being the leader, to being the head of the home, the head of the family, and to lead in faith following the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my opinion today that our nation must turn back to God. We must obey his word, courageously stand for truth without fear and without faltering, and standing on the word of God. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issue.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving San Marco at 91.7.
MediShare is like family. Someone to turn to when things are really rough.
When Terry received news about her cancer, she was thankful to have the support of the MediShare family.
I received way more.